If you've sung in a choir, you know it's one of the most beautiful feelings of togetherness you can experience. But it's also one of the more dangerous things you can do right now. A group of people in close quarters, breathing and singing together, leads to high risk for COVID-19 infection. So during the pandemic, some singers have had to get creative with ways to continue making music with others. Michelle Pitcher has her own story of why this is so important right now and how it's never been more difficult.
Mitchell Covington is the director of my women's choir in the San Francisco Bay Area. He's also a composer, and when he writes music, he starts with the words. At the beginning of the pandemic, he was leafing through an old book of medieval chants and stumbled across something that struck him.
I found this Alleluia Adorare, and I loved the text, and I loved the musical potential of the text, and I love that word adorare, which means to adore. You know, adore is such a powerful word. That sparked my imagination.
What you're listening to is what became that spark of inspiration. The song is called Alleluia Adorare, and it was created entirely virtually. Each choir member recorded her own voice part from quarantine and sent an audio file to Covington. He then took all these disparate parts and mixed them together using an editing software. Early on in the pandemic, our choir learned that we couldn't get together anymore. So Covington decided to use his song to give us a chance to sing together again, so to speak. It was the first time I'd ever participated in a virtual choir. At no point did I hear other people singing. Most of us didn't really have a grasp of what it would sound like at the end. It was hard. Just ask my fellow choir member, Nikki Reed.
I locked myself in the bedroom, closed all the windows, all the doors, and I set myself up on the bookshelf, and I had my phone with headphones plugged in, listening to the recording.
Alleluia.
It sounded very lonely because it was just my voice, and you couldn't hear the music, obviously, because I had that in headphones, so it didn't mess things up. So it just sounded like kind of eerie.
Alleluia, alleluia.
But Nikki also said that when she heard the final version, with everyone's voices blending together, she teared up. It reminded her of what she missed most about singing with a choir.
It's like a mixture of a team sport and an individual sport because, you know, you have to learn the music on your own, but also you really, really have to listen to everybody else. You have to communicate. And I think I just missed that team aspect in creating something really beautiful that other people are interested in.
That really hit me. I grew up doing choir in school. For more than 10 years, I sang almost every day. Then I went to college and thought, I'm free. No more rehearsals or competitions. But after a while, I really felt the lack. My choir director, Mr. Covington, wasn't surprised.
Human beings have been music makers from the very beginning.
He said all faith traditions had chanting because the sung voice carries farther than the spoken voice. So singing just made more sense for group worship.
And once they wrote down their chants, then there were some clever people who had too much time on their hands and said, well, what if we put some other notes, different notes that we sang at the same time?
It reminds me of how beautiful choral music is, even though it's not super popular.
That's Terry Myers, another singer in the choir.
It's a genre that speaks to the soul and the heart for people, and during this time of stress, I think listening to choral music is really healing.
So centuries of religion and musical theory and community led to that strange moment in my apartment when I sang the alto line to a beautiful piece of music into my phone's voice recorder and later listened as Covington brought us all together, at least in song.
Community and isolation are such a big part of this process of the virtual choir, for sure. In a way, it brings us together, but in a way, it accentuates how far apart we are.
It was simultaneously such a strange yet familiar feeling of being vulnerable, of listening, of trusting that the final piece will be worth the effort. For Here and Now, I'm Michelle Pitcher.
You are listening to Here and Now.